did a chiddush that if it's hard for a person for some medical reasons or whatever it is to refrain a whole week from eating meat or poultry, then if it can be mastic from the seventh day of Av, that you should at least do that. Because the seventh day of the Av is the day that the goyim went into the Beis Hamikdash. It was finally destroyed at the end of Tisha B'Av, but we were there for 2 days. Yeah, this year it's not so much. The seventh day of Av is Thursday. Right, so it's basically just Thursday and Friday. So it's mitzvah, like a mitzvah, pidyon haben, see misafes, it's mutar, the boss of the guy. Now the question is, how many people can you invite? Someone told me that restaurants in New York would say we have a siyum every night. Yeah. I call it a siyum of Yahadut. Siyum of Yiddishkeit. Says the mice, aside from his immediate family and the other people that have a direct shaykhah to the mitzvah, he can invite another 10 people. He says there have to be people that would have come if it would have not been for the nine days. Special friends. Maybe it's a way of not allowing them. They think this is great because it's going to see them, so this is the way to bring everybody back together again. Makes the human. Shavu brings from the Tzinah Chachayim that till the Shavu Shachal but Tisha B'Av, you can invite as many people as you want. As long as they're the type of people you would have normally invited. But on the Shavu Shachal B'Av, then you should have only these 10 people. But this year, as Machlokes is, if there is a Shavu Shachal B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is pushed off to Sunday.